1999, I found the new Atlas of Cancer Mortality Rates for the United States and saw that in the Northeast United States, cancer mortality rates were maybe twice as high as they were in the Southwest.
Oh, okay.
And that was just eye-opening. I had never thought about that. And it turns out that the Garland brothers in 1980 had published a paper saying it was sunlight through production of vitamin D. So what I did was I got, I worked for NASA at the time, I got the NASA data for solar UVB that produces vitamin D. I got that map for the summer and showed there are about 15 types of cancer for which if there's more UVB, there's less cancer mortality rate.
Wow.
And that was just very, very exciting. So I got that published in the journal Cancer in 2002. And a lot of universities started researching it then, and it supported what I found.
Wow. I agree. We should be listening to him.
Yes, absolutely. Sounds like you spearheaded the whole vitamin D back when it wasn't popular nowadays.
Well, yeah. Before 2000, it was thought that vitamin D was only important for bones.
Yeah.
But with this finding on cancer, and then later John Cannell, and I worked with John Cannell, he in 2006, he said, well, it looks like the seasonal variation of influenza is due to low vitamin D as well in winter.
Mm-hmm.
And that seems to be so much the case. And then people, it's just, the whole field is just mushroomed. It's just